Warsaw, the political axis and the paradox of power. Warsaw occupied a paradoxical and central position in the dialectic of the communist period, 1945 to 1989. Rebuilt from ruins, the capital emerged simultaneously as the regime's administrative center, and thus the nest of the most sophisticated security apparatuses, and as the main laboratory of organized political opposition. It was in this city that a fundamental strategic alliance crystallized, overcoming historical divisions. The union between the leftist intelligentsia and the Catholic Church to confront totalitarianism. Its socio-political density made it a constant battlefield where confrontation with the state was direct and often brutal, hosting numerous opposition organizations, including those linked to the exile community. Resistance in the capital experienced a crucial paradigm shift in 1976. Following the violent pacification of workers' protests in Radom and Ursus, a group of Warsaw intellectuals, most notably Jacek Kuron, Jan Józef Lipski, and Adam Michnik, founded the Workers' Defense Committee, KOR. Breaking with the tradition of secret conspiracies, KOR adopted a strategy of openness, publishing its members' names, addresses, and phone numbers to challenge the state's legitimacy and attract international attention, which complicated police repression. Their objective was not the seizure of power, but the reconstitution of civil society through practical solidarity, providing legal, medical, and financial aid to the families of repressed workers. KOR's structure in Warsaw functioned as a social intelligence hub, gathering information on human rights abuses to disseminate via clandestine bulletins. This infrastructure laid the ethical and organizational foundations for the birth of the trade union Solidarność, Solidarity, in 1980. Although symbolically founded at the Gdansk shipyard, Warsaw functioned as its nerve center for coordination, communication, and political pressure on the government. The city demonstrated its capacity for mass mobilization, acting as an engine of popular protest where workers openly challenged the government. Warsaw was the epicenter of the Drugi Obieg, Second Circuit, of underground publications. The scale of editorial production transformed reading and publishing into acts of political resistance. The publishing house Nova, Niezależna Oficina Wydawnicza, founded in 1977 by Mirosław Chojecki, operated as the largest underground publishing house in the Eastern Bloc, employing near-industrial logistics to evade the secret police. Logistics. Paper, strictly rationed by the state, was stolen from state printing houses or bought on the black market. Production was decentralized across dozens of private apartments to prevent Służba Bezpieczeństwa, SB, raids from dismantling the entire network. Content. Hundreds of banned titles were published, from Orwell, 1984, Animal Farm, and Günter Grass, to censored Polish sociology, such as A Minor Apocalypse by Tadeusz Konwicki. These texts circulated even in factories, educating labor leaders and breaking the state information monopoly. Distribution. Warsaw served as a logistical node for distributing smuggled literature from the West, sometimes with the complicity of foreign intelligence agencies, and for distributing publications from other Polish cities. Faced with historical falsification in official institutions, the opposition reactivated the tradition of the Flying University, formalized in 1978 as the Society of Scientific Courses, TKN, with the backing of intellectuals like Władysław Bartoszewski and Tadeusz Mazowiecki. Lectures were held in private apartments, addressing the white spots of official history, the Katyn massacre, the Ribbentrop-Molotov Pact, and the socialist economic reality. Despite harassment by gangs of thugs, bojówki, organized by the SB to destroy furniture and beat attendees, these spaces consolidated as bastions of intellectual freedom. The University of Warsaw was also a space of constant tension, exemplified by the 1968 protests. Warsaw housed the heart of the repressive apparatus, the Ministry of Interior, MSW, and the Służba Bezpieczeństwa, SB, coordinating surveillance and lethal violence like the 1956 Mokotów massacre. Yet, even under the militarization of martial law, 1981 to 1983, the city became a stage for ingenious defiance. While authorities tightened their grip, Zbigniew Romaszewski's team created Radio Solidarność, broadcasting bulletins confirmed by residents blinking their house lights in unison to demoralize their pursuers. In the shadows of this police state, a home theater and clandestine jazz concerts flourished in private apartments as metaphors for freedom, while the Catholic Church stood firm as an unshakable pillar of morality against the regime.